Car, Wisconsin today. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
What's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard? This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are set to vote on Wisconsin's top elections official's future today. As Nate Wegehout reports, it may not make a difference whether she gets to keep her job.
The Senate Committee Overseeing Elections is set to vote Monday whether or not Megan Wolf should stay as elections administrator. That's despite legal opinions from both the state attorney general and the legislature's attorneys that say that they cannot legally rule either way. Republicans have been critical of Wolf for her handling of the 2020 presidential election. The committee will vote by paper ballot whether or not to fire Wolf, meaning that there will be no debate before the vote. However they vote, the full Senate will still need to take up the confirmation. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A Republican bill to cut $3 billion in Wisconsin state income taxes gets a vote in the state assembly tomorrow. Governor Evers promises to veto it. The governor has a few complaints, but he tells WISN-TV he's especially concerned the tax cut would jeopardize billions of dollars in federal COVID relief money.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I understand people are interested in the tax cut, but when you look at the entire picture, $2.5 billion will leave the state of Wisconsin. I just can't stomach that.
Republicans plan to proceed for vote on tax cut anyway. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August appeared on Up Front yesterday.
I know he's got Joe Biden's phone number. He could have a conversation with him about how these tax cuts are really important to the working people of this state.
The cut would go to individuals making as much as $304,000 a year and couples who bring in as much as $405,000. It would also eliminate state taxes on retirement income. September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Alex Gonzalez has more.
Dr. Ajay Bhatnagar says the majority of men diagnosed with prostate cancer are found in the early stages due to effective screenings. He says generally, men over the age of 50 are encouraged to get screened, but there are exceptions.
When people have high-risk features, such as family history or of being African-American ethnicity, can also impact, because we know that there is a higher rate of prostate cancer among African-Americans.
Bhatnagar says more men asking their doctors about prostate health has led to cancer being caught sooner, which he adds has resulted in a high cure rate for a majority of patients. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The mayor of Waukesha says people can expect a noticeable change in the smell and appearance of their water next week. It's not the new water coming in from Lake Michigan itself, but the change in water pressure, which can agitate sediment in the city's water pipes. The change should be temporary. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Felon voter fraud is rare in Wisconsin. The State Elections Commission reports the number of felons under investigation is a minuscule portion of the total ballots cast. AP News reports this is further evidence that there has been no widespread voter fraud in the state. In the 2022 midterm, the Wisconsin Elections Commission referred 23 cases of felons voting. McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids has a variety of family fun events planned this week. On Tuesday, you can learn to make friendship bracelets from 6 to 7 p.m. Family story time is on Wednesday morning at 9:30, and on Saturday, they're holding their garden party from 2 to 3 in the children's garden. There will be games, a craft, and refreshments. Also, the deadline for submissions for the fall photography exhibit, Seasons, is this Friday the 15th. Photos can be anything that captures the feeling of a season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Bears again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Bears 38-20 in a nationally televised game. Head coach Matt LaFleur said what impressed him the most about his team was how physical they played.
We played a complete game, four quarters. It was far from perfect, and there's a lot of cleaning up, but anytime you're plus two winning the ball, you got a great chance to win, and I thought our guys played hard, they played physical, and that's exactly what we've been talking about all season.
Packers running back Aaron Jones scored two touchdowns touchdowns in the second half, including a 35-yard pass from quarterback Jordan Love.
I'm so proud of Jordan, you know. Just saw the work that he's put in, all the time he's spent. This is where he wants to be, and he wants to be great. And, you know, he just gives us himself time after time after time. So you can't do anything but be happy for a guy when he succeeds like that.
Love finished the day with 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a quarterback rating of 123.2, and was asked if he could feel the support of his teammates in the locker room.
I definitely could feel it. Just being in the locker room with the guys, they're awesome, man. I was actually given a game ball today, and those guys were going crazy in there. So it's an awesome feeling for me. But, I mean, we got a great team.
Bears head coach Matt Eberflus says losing the home opener at Soldier Field to Green Bay hurts.
All the guys in there are you know, sick to their stomachs, and, you know, all the coaches, everybody, and it's not something that you like.
College football, the number 19th ranked Badgers, trying to figure out what happened Saturday night when they lost on the road at Washington State 31-22. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There was an opportunity for us to make a few plays there at the end. We didn't, and they did. What it comes down to is making plays, and they made more plays.
Baseball, an incredible game for the Brewers, ends up in a 4-3 loss to the Yankees in 13 innings in New York. Corbin Burns pitched a no-hitter into the eighth. Craig Counsell after the loss.
You know, we got to turn the page. That's, you know, you lost. We played a good series, and yeah, it was a good baseball game, and we came out on the wrong side.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And we're joined right now by our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Paul, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, I wanted to see how your weekend was, but I got to let the audience know an inside thing here. Look behind the curtain. If you hear me giving the call letters, it's usually because I'm buying time for Paul to call it. If I just go WFHR, it's all we got to get to Paul. He's here already.
You got to get the button on there, yeah.
A little inside note for everybody. A little inside note. How was your weekend, Paul?
It wasn't too bad, yeah. How about you guys over there?
It was good.
It was nice.
Overall, seemed like everybody had a solid weekend. Mm-hmm. It was a fun one. Good one. Nice weather through the weekend, I think. I don't know, but not to speak for anybody else, but I know on Saturday especially, we just had some really nice temps this weekend.
Yeah, definitely have been in these cooler temps, and yeah, it's going to stick around the next several days, just more of days getting back up through the 70s here for us, and looks like those overnight lows still 40s to 50s still to take in here for us this week. And with some more cloud cover today and some sunny breaks that we'll see a bit on and off, we are going to also see chances for a couple showers and thunder showers developing as we get later on this afternoon, more so into this evening, a little bit more of that in our forecast. Otherwise, generally some clouds along with some of that partial sun here and there later today, mid-60s. A few showers into tonight, 47. Tuesday, isolated shower chances. Otherwise, sunny breaks and more clouds, mid-60s, 42. Partly cloudy Tuesday night. After that, pretty quiet with high pressure settling in Wednesday through Friday. Some sun Wednesday, upper 60s, 42 Wednesday night. Mid-70s on Thursday, 50 on Thursday night. And then upper 70s on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun. Maybe a chance for a shower coming our way Friday night and a Saturday. Some more mid-70s into the weekend. So we do just stay with pretty seasonal temps this upcoming week and beyond that. So nice pocket, I think, overall.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Take it.
Yep. Yeah. We appreciate it, Paul. Good way to start the week off. All right.
Exactly.
It's all because of Paul. You know, he's making this happen
thank you,
for
Paul.
Us, right?
Everybody thank Paul. Everybody thank Paul.
Yep.
We appreciate you. Have a good one. We'll talk again tomorrow, Paul.
All right, you guys too.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center appreciate Paul Trombley and the gang over there. That's a good start.
I feel bad. We like keep treating him like he's God or something. Yes, like he's controlling the weather. But I'm just the weather guy.
He does a good job rolling with it. He really does. He really does.
I wanted to dive into some fun things to kick things off for us. We, of course, got some good stuff to get into this morning. We've got this, let me see here. There's actually a competition to find the laziest person.
Jeez.
We got to get into that.
That's what I want on my mantelpiece.
Yes, yeah. There's a trophy. You're really
the laziest person alive.
Although, if you had the trophy, would you bother showing it to anybody?
No, I mean, it's too much work.
That would take effort.
Yeah, yeah. You might lose the trophy if you go around showing it to people and everything. We've got that coming up. How many, the percentage of us bored at work most of the time that are bored at work?
Oh, that sounds kind of sad, actually.
We got to talk foliage. We've got foliage to talk. We got that coming up. We're going to tell you how you can find out more about that. And we're going to talk about naming a chicken.
Name the chicken contest.
That's coming
up. All right.
Also coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, it's a Monday. We will kick things off with the kitchens open.
Yeah.
Our amazing segment. Now, Melissa, this segment, we got one lined up today, is a really special one.
Yeah, this one's going to be a little different. I had a... We'll call it an interview with Tiana Hamm from the YMCA. They are our sponsors for the Kitchens Open right now. So we pre-recorded today's Kitchen Open segment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. We're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. That'll be a little bit later. It's going to be a good one. So that's coming up for you in just a little in the 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to get into in the 9 o'clock hour a little bit of entertainment news, but we've got a couple of good ones that I want to make sure that we have the time for. We have 6 tips for talking to kids about 9/11.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And the top pumpkin spice food each state is Googling.
Oh, no.
Yes, oh, yes, dear. Yes,
more pumpkin spice? No.
We got to have a light moat. We got to have a light thing to
yes,
light things
do.
Up after
we do.
That. So that's the way I'm setting this up, okay?
I'm with you.
Got that coming up for us in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, some That Ain't Right stories as well. And we'll get to some local good stories of the day.
Woo.
Speaking of local good stories, I would be remiss if I didn't start off our show talking about FRM Fest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do.
A big shout out to our friends with the Southwick County Humane Society had their event on Saturday that I heard good things about. Heard great things about the Historic Point Boss and what they had going on.
Yep.
A lot of great stuff going on this weekend. Shout out to this community and that supported all of it as best they could and did a great job doing so. I know at FRM Fest, we had a really nice turnout right away.
Yeah.
And
gorgeous weather this year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I started things off talking about the weather. I had to.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself.
For what happened last year. Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
They do such good work at FRM, and they really, really needed us to show up this year, and it really seemed like the people did.
Nice.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much to, obviously, the talented bands that were there.
Yeah.
I got to meet the Charlie and Howard duo, you guys.
Cool.
We got to get these guys on. They are good. Not only really talented musicians, but a couple of really fun guys.
All right. Let's do it.
They are going to be on this radio station at some point. looking forward to that. And, of course, Ben and Katie with Heartstrings. They've joined us plenty of times. We really do appreciate them and the great work that they do. And my goodness, if you have not heard them live, do yourself a favor. They are performing somewhere coming up.
I'm sure they are.
Check it out. They're amazing.
Yes.
The Goobers, the Alternators with Horns, the Funkyard Dealers. Just a big thank you to everybody that was there.
Yeah.
The Positions. Just a great turnout from these artists. I really appreciate them. All the volunteers, all the people working with Connie and her team at FRM, fantastic work by them.
Yeah.
And certainly, most importantly, all of you. Thank you so much for coming down and supporting the local arts. FRM does so many different things in this community, whether it is helping artists in need or giving free music lessons, things like that. There's plenty more. And, of course, keeping us in tune with our musicians, knowing where they're playing, when they're playing, those kind of things.
Keeping us in tune with our musicians.
Jeez, I did not catch that. I really.
Oh, I love it.
I was going to let it go, but
I couldn't let it go.
He's amazing how he does it.
I need help. I need help. I really do. Connie and the gang doesn't because we had a good turnout this weekend.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to everybody.
Nice.
Nice work by everybody out there. We appreciate you. Again, find out more at frmgroup.org. frmgroup.org. Going to get Connie on with us real soon. Well, got to get Goats and Trees on soon.
My gosh.
I keep teasing her about it, bugging her. And I saw Jack, her wonderful husband, on Saturday. Jack was all in on it. So we got a couple
We got to get her in for that. We got to get Heartstrings in. We got to get a bunch of these groups in here.
Yeah,
man.
We got to get them back on the
air. For Director's Cut, yeah.
Looking forward to next year's FRM Fest already.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And wanted to also touch on, where is it? You know what? Let's go ahead and just get right into our birthdays and anniversaries. We'll take our break a little early so we can spend some time with our birthdays and anniversaries. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 65, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 47, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 65, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Tear me, I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Woo!
Let's dive into our birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and we've got a list today.
All right.
I have quite a few names on here, but I only have two possible qualifiers, so okay. I need a one or a two. I believe I made Seth do it last time. Melissa, one or a two?
Let's go with one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier.
The old number one.
So first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Stephen Fache. Out of Shiocton. That is Pam's birthday, oldest Steven. Nephew.
Oh, aww. Happy birthday. Very nice.
Wishing him a great one.
Mm-hmm.
People that could have qualified, because they technically don't work here anymore, although they always will. And I mean both of them. Yep. Terry and Terry Steak celebrating a birthday today.
Aw.
Terry, of course, with Y, known at this station by our listeners for decades, mm-hmm. as our head of sports. If you needed a score, if you needed to know about wrestling, anything, any of the above, that man knew it. Terry mm-hmm. knew it. Terry also, of course, longtime personality on the morning show that we're doing right now.
Wow. That's cool.
Terry was in a similar position as you are, Seth. Okay. Yes.
Sorry, Terry. No, I'm just kidding.
hearing Terry and Carl and Greg as a young person mm-hmm. out here in town and everything, I can't tell you how much they influenced what we do now, we're doing
so cool.
right to this day.
Yep.
The chemistry and having people that you can have fun with, mm-hmm. having a positive start to people's day in this day and age, I don't think that they could have known how important that would be going forward.
Probably not, but that's cool. That's keep their legacy going.
And we've got a wonderful wife. Terry, enjoy your anniversary, you two.
Terry and Terry. That's even better than Beth and Seth. I got to say, the same name is even better. Although it's got to get confusing and like at parties. Terry, yes, they both turn you.
How about with the kids?
Yeah.
Well, the kids never call you by your first name.
No, they don't.
So I suppose not. I want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Dan Greenwood.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, of course, the creator and head of Images and Ink here in town. My very first tattoo Dan did.
Wow.
Dan, you talk about somebody who has put into this town and done quite a bit of good in this town. That is Mr. Dan. That is Mr. Greenwood.
Very cool.
We appreciate our friends over at Images and Ink. You get a chance, go over there, embarrass him. I wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And Dan, we'll be talking soon. You take care, brother. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy anniversary, happy 30th anniversary to Rick and Kim Copleen, our qualifiers.
Woo, happy anniversary.
Rick and Kim, congratulations.
What is 30? What is 30?
Yeah, that's got to be on the list, right?
It is pearl. The traditional gift was a pearl. The modern gift is a diamond.
Yeah.
They keep doing that.
Yeah. I like the traditional ones. They doesn't seem to make any sense. Diamond, well, whatever.
You can give a diamond for anything. Diamond.
That's true. You can, really.
If you don't know what, if you're celebrating your 32nd, you know, diamond, just I don't know.
You'll be okay.
Your 12th, diamond, I don't know.
What is it, driftwood? I don't know. Let's just give them that.
Driftwood. Oh, I'd love if driftwood was one of them. But you can't buy it. You have to find it.
So you're carve it into something, right? Yeah.
Again, happy 30th to Rick and Kim, our qualifiers.
Cool.
We take a look at our celebrity list. And we have first up, Charles Kelly is 42 from Lady A.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Yep.
His older brother, Josh Kelly, is also a singer. Charles is a Grammy, but Josh is married to Katherine Heigl. So, you know.
There you go.
They both got wins.
Both
things they're going for. Ludacris is 46.
That's crazy.
Nice. Fantastic artist. Mm-hmm. Not a bad actor at all, either. I don't mind his acting at all.
I had forgotten that he was in a few things. That's right.
Pretty much the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, like that's basically.
That's pretty much what he's in. But he does a nice job in them. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's no thespian. And he doesn't pretend to be either.
No.
You know, he does a good job with what he's asked to do. And I think you talk about having that Atlanta sound. Like one of those guys that was able to bring the Atlanta sound to hits, to pop, like a little bit to cross over. Atlanta hip-hop is gigantic now, of course.
With it is.
Trip-hop, so many different types of things. But I think Ludacris is one of the guys that really got that on the map. I always like when this happens. Interesting set of musicians celebrating a birthday today together. First up, though, I want to wish a very happy birthday to the wonderfully talented Taraji P. Henson. 53rd birthday for Cookie from Empire.
Okay.
I just saw her in the Muppet Mansion movie, the Haunted Mansion movie from the Muppets.
Wow. So
Bree and I got to do a podcast with a great group of guys, and we were talking about that movie. Mm-hmm. And so we had to watch the movie, and it had a ton of guest stars in it, and Taraji was one of them.
Nice.
And she killed it. Like, with a movie, with doing things like that in guest spots, you have like things like, I'm just be honest with everybody, John Stamos was in it, and John Stamos phoned it in. Like, no actor I've ever seen phone in a cameo in my life. He looked like, he acted like they should have been happy to have him there. Whereas like Taraji and like Will Arnett was in it and some others. I guarantee you, you could have paid them a dollar and you would have seen the same performance. You could just tell that they grew up with this stuff. They were happy to be working with Muppets and everything. Yep. And Taraji
it meant something.
Yeah, she gave like an A performance. Like I don't know if they told her it was a Muppet movie because she was all in.
You can always tell with the Muppets, the people who understand and love them, and the ones are kind of like just doing it because, oh, the Muppets, yeah, people know the Muppets and they'll see me with the Muppets kind of thing. But no, the ones that are like enjoying it, you can totally tell.
I've got nothing against John Stamos.
No.
I really, really don't. I never thought about him as an actor one way or the other or any of that. I honestly, if I think of John Stamos, I think of Kokomo. Like I think of it's the first thing that pops in my head from the Full House, and he was in the Beach Boys for a little bit and everything. Now that I think about him, that's what I'm thinking of. Is that horrible job he did in that movie. That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Oh goodness.
So we mentioned Ludacris, also celebrating a birthday with him today. Harry Connick Jr. is 56.
How about that? They should do something together.
That'd be awesome. And you could have Moby produce it. Moby is 58 today.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a mix of music there.
That's
wow.
That's a weird mix right there. But I want to hear that hit. I want to hear that song.
I want to hear that mix, yeah. Come on, guys. You'll share a birthday. Let's get it together.
Similar to Ludacris, Harry Connick Jr., not a bad actor. Not bad.
That's true.
He's done some really, especially as he's gotten going, gotten a chance to do more roles, as he did. Not as much anymore, but as he did, he got better at it.
Yes, he did.
One of the last crooners, it seems like him and Boublier.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Yes, I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you. Because I don't know if anyone is out there doing that anymore, except for those two. Yeah,
I'd love to see that stick around, though. I'd like to see more and more crooners still bringing that back and everything.
It'll pop up again.
And yes, Moby is 58 today. Had a couple of hits when we were in high school.
Yep.
Probably more famous for being a producer, too, in the music industry, at least.
Yes, indeed.
I've never seen a picture of him before. Mm-hmm. Interesting man to have neck tattoos.
Moby has neck tattoos?
I didn't know that.
These pictures.
Oh, wow.
For life.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected that. And that is not the guy I would have expected to. But, nowadays. Yeah.
There's one fun thing. The reason he calls himself Moby's obviously not his real name.
No, Richard Melville Hall.
Yes, because he is a distant relative of Herman Melville. The author, yes, which is the Melville in his name, is from that. So he had to do a little shout out.
Chris, that actually was a really nice shout out. That's actually very sneaky cool.
It is.
Christy McNichol is 61.
Oh.
Barbara Weston on the Golden Girls spinoff, Empty Nest. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got a lot of nice roles in her career. Great actor. Big fan of this one, too. Virginia Madsen, 62 today. Helen and Candyman, she was the princess in Dune. Virginia Madison has had such a great career doing character work. Some great roles. And I think that one of those actors where, I remember her from this. Mm-hmm. I remember her from that kind of thing.
Probably her best or most well-known role, Sideways, is probably the one she's most known for, I think, at this point. So
she's had a nice career.
And in quite a few horror movies, too.
Yes. She started her career,
I don't recognize her. I don't watch those.
You don't? Oh.
No.
I didn't.
No.
I didn't know that.
More musicians. John Moss is 66, Culture Club drummer. Tommy Shaw is 70s, former Styx guitarist.
Wow. Man.
And Mickey Hart is 80, Grateful Dead original drummer.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
What a group. Yeah, let's get them all together. I'd like to see what comes up. Would that be interesting?
Absolutely. I want to see all these people.
It's not
going to
be We Are the World.
That's very true. Very true. And finally, a very happy birthday to one of our better directors, Brian De Palma, 83 for the great Brian De Palma.
Wow, he's 83 now. Wow.
Carrie, Dressed to Kill, Mission Impossible, Carlito's Way, The Untouchables, Wise Guys, Scarface. I mean,
you name it, man. Yeah. He's made some really good movies.
And this is going to be very weird for me to say for longtime listeners, but I think The Untouchables might be his best work.
Really?
I think as iconic as Scarface is and as good as the Mission Impossible movie or Dressed to Kill, The Untouchables is such a almost flawless movie outside of Kevin Costner's performance. But outside
that's
of that.
That's why it surprised me, yeah.
Outside of that, but that's how good of a director and that's how good that movie is to me, is that even with Costner starring in it and doing a horrible job, just a phoned-in job.
Man.
Watch that movie and tell me it isn't. Watch his performance compared to Andy Garcia or Sean Connery.
I was going
to
say, look at the cast that's around him in that.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, Robert De Niro in his fabulous role of Al Capone. I mean, he does such a good job with that. My goodness.
If you listen, and God help you if you keep track, I only take shots when I can back it up.
That's true.
Maybe in private, I might say some things differently. But on the air, I only say what I can back up. And I can back this up. Kevin Costner's had more given to him than any actor in human history.
Underrated performance, Charles Martin Smith.
Nice.
In that movie.
Yes.
Underrated actor, by the way. Yeah. No, he was so good, man.
Good one.
Was very good.
We got some good ones that we got to celebrate today. Again, a very happy birthday to Pam's oldest nephew, Stephen.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Stephen.
Happy anniversary to the Terrys. Happy anniversary, Terry and Terry Steak.
Terry and Terry.
Happy anniversary.
Happy birthday, Mr. Greenwood. Dan, enjoy your day.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Visit Dan over at Images and Ink anytime their doors are open. Mm-hmm. And a very happy 30th anniversary to our qualifiers, Rick and Kim Copeland.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Hope it's a great one.
Congratulations.
For you too. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.miloff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook as well. Just get us those birthdays and anniversaries, however you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you got to do. And we encourage you to head on over to Misty's. If you're celebrating a birthday today, let them know. You get a free slice of one of Brian's.
I believe the word you're searching for, James, is pie.
Oh, thank you, Seth. Thank you. I couldn't think
AKA
of it.
Heaven on a plate.
Get on over to Misty's. Give that line. That's a good line. Give that line and enjoy some of the great stuff that they have over there at Misty's. We're going to take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Marshfield Clinic is hosting a national research testing program this week. The All of Us research event will take place on September 14th from 8 to 5 in Marshfield. They are seeking volunteers to participate in DNA collection. This information is anonymously added to a large databank where researchers can learn more about health and disease. Many participants can choose to receive health-related DNA reports at no cost, as well as a $25 gift card. The National Council on Aging is working with senior centers to vaccinate older adults before fall respiratory illness season takes hold. 150 senior centers across all 50 states will receive $10,000 with the requirement to provide a minimum of 100 COVID-19 or flu shots. They will be directed to focus on diverse and hard-to-reach populations who may have difficulty getting the vaccinations otherwise. Older adults are at higher risk of getting ill from new strains of COVID and flu. The added investment will enable select senior centers to support older adults with vaccine appointments and host vaccination clinics. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin is offering a caregiver class in Marshfield called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. This class will help caregivers understand the stress that comes with caregiving and ways to deal with it, as well as a focus on self-care. The class starts October 5th and runs for 6 consecutive Thursdays from 10:30 to 12:15. The class is free and will be held at the Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is looking for volunteers and yards to rake for their Day of Caring. Volunteers are needed to rake yards on October 21st. You can register online at uwswac.org. Those under the age of 18 will need to have a signed waiver from their parent or guardian. United Way is also accepting registration from local elderly or disabled individuals who wish to have their yard raked by volunteers during the Day of Caring. Call 715-421-0390 before October 6th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio stations.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
And you heard all the youth votes going to turn out and make a difference.
Abortion, climate, gerrymandered maps. Those three things matter to young people.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 65, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 47, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 65, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Tell I love our listeners. I did not turn this off.
But the faces he was making at Seth, you could almost feel them coming through the radio.
The frown was so deep. It was so deep.
We hope you're having a great start to your week out there, everyone. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. I'm going to dive into, we're going to ease. I don't know. I don't really even feel like doing this next segment. I guess we'll do it.
You're angling for that award already, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to talk about laziness, I guess. I suppose we can talk about this if we have to. You guys actually, do you mind if I just take a nap while you guys talk about this? I'll turn my mic off so I'm not snoring right now.
Yeah.
Did you spend all day Sunday laying on the couch watching football or just laying on the couch pretending that you were watching something but you weren't really? If so, you might want to compete in the next laziness competition. The village of Brezna in northern Montenegro, which is in southeast Europe, holds a bizarre annual contest where competitors hope to earn the coveted title, Laziest Citizen. The winner gets $1,000.
Motivation is even lazy.
The prize is lazy, and all it does is encourage them to be more lazy. Here's a free $1,000 for being lazy. Now you can be lazier. We're investing in your laziness. I don't know. They've been doing it for 12 years.
Jeez.
It started as a way to mock a myth that Montegros are lazy people. I think that's Montegrians
something. I don't know what to call them. Yeah, people from Montenegro.
But I've heard that phrase. This is the funniest thing to me about one of the funniest things to me about stereotypes is growing up around a lot of Spanish speaking people, a lot of Latin people. You would hear the stereotypes of Latinos being lazy, and then you would also right next to that hear the stereotype of them being working too much,
insane workers, right? Yeah,
heard this about a number of different creeds growing up and everything. It was just always one of those things like, what? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you know, you can't even get your racism right. You can't. I mean, come on. Can't you racists get on the same page?
Come on, man.
Figure this stuff out. As ethnic people, we're just confused. We're not even bothered anymore.
What are we doing?
This year, there are seven remaining contestants who have been lying down on mats for more than 20 straight days.
Oh, God.
What?
And counting.
Sounds boring.
They've already smashed the last year's record of 117 hours. They can play on their phones and laptops. They can eat, drink, and read. Basically, they have everything they need to do. Well, nothing. Oh, and they are not allowed to sit or stand up. They do get 10-minute bathroom breaks, but only every 8 hours.
Oh, jeez.
10 minutes.
This sounds horrible.
That does. For $1,000, I could think of a lot of other things to do.
They made it through 23 days with no end in sight. Oh, nobody's given on this.
Oh, man.
That you get, I mean, I don't know the type of person. I can't wrap my mind around, even if you went through all this, and at the end you get $1,000 and a title that you don't really, how proud can you be of this title?
Except ironically, like the only way you can be proud of it, right? You know?
It's like being proud of a white elephant gift. Yeah. You know, like, I don't understand.
Here's the paradox of the whole thing. If there are really lazy people out there, they're not going to join a competition.
Right.
Because they're too lazy to do it. So yeah.
No, these are barking very up dedicated the wrong tree, people.
Man. Yeah.
Man.
Going after that prize.
$1,000.
So they got this weird kind of thing that, to me at least, weird kind of thing that exists in punk rock, where you're only a real punk rock artist if you don't sign a record deal. As soon as you sign a record deal, you're a sellout, blah, yeah, blah, 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 and all blah, this yeah. stuff and everything I can't stand. So is this the same thing with being lazy? Like, if you a true lazy person wouldn't join the competition.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
do it for the love of the game. We do it because we care about being lazy. These sellouts, these people doing
posers.
It for the... posers doing it for the contest and everything.
If they were really being lazy, then they wouldn't even have bathroom breaks. They just have their depends yeah, on, man.
That's right.
That's laziness, man.
Man, this is pop lazy. That's what this pop is. Lazy. Pop lazy. Anybody can do this.
Yeah, come on. You know, whatever.
The real true lazy artists out there. Where are they? Come on. This is bad.
Oh my
it's
god.
Kind of bad. I also
I can't help myself because I am over serious and everything. That this many people can do this. Like, they have this kind of free time. I could not do this for, like, an afternoon. I don't even have that kind of time, let alone to do it for, like, 20 straight days or whatever and everything.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Also, I love the idea, and I am somebody who believes in unemployment and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I'm in favor of them, but I do love the idea of the story of somebody who's collecting unemployment doing this and, like, them finding out. Like, hey, wait a minute. You can't.
What are you doing? They can put it on their...
they could be on their computer. They can do their job search.
Absolutely.
From there.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
True. That's true. And they can say it's how dedicated they were. I'm so good at my job, what I do. All right. It's just being lazy, you know?
What do you think the trophy looks like?
Like a couch.
Is it a couch? Yeah, that's a good one, Melissa. I couldn't think of anything.
Or a
that's
lazy
good.
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh, better. Uh-huh. No.
See, that would be perfect. They should get a free lazy boy, actually, when they win. Yeah. They don't even get that. They have to lie on mats. They don't even get to
you
lie in
comfy almost
stuff.
Purchase one for $1,000, I think.
You can buy your own. That's it. You know, we don't give you one.
I like the idea of not only the contestants, but the people hosting this being lazy. And, like, the person that wins, like, they give them $1,000, but it's, like, in, like, a bunch of, like, different dollars
and
all that.
Yeah.
Some of it's in change. The trophy, they literally, like, as they're standing on the podium. Oh, there is no podium. They're on the ground doing this.
Yeah, right.
They didn't take the time to get a podium.
Yeah.
They're looking around, like, they just grab, like whatever they see on the ground and give it to them as a trophy. No. Like, here you go. Here's a piece of grass.
Yeah. This stick has been handed down from many lazy people.
Here's a fast food bag I found on the ground. This is your trophy, They write on it real quick. Best.
Somebody got a Sharpie?
Yeah. Somebody? Nobody brought one, of course.
Of course, nobody brought a Sharpie. No.
How did they even pull this off? Like, I mean,
do it in lipstick.
You would think that the people hosting it are pretty lazy themselves. I mean, you know.
Boy. Because they decided on $1,000 would be enough.
I would imagine you don't register for something like this. That takes way too much effort. That takes way too much time and everything to register. You just show up.
I think the amount of time we've spent talking about this is probably more than they put into the whole thing.
Or thought or any kind of effort. Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Every once in a while, you got to stretch. Stretch the conversation a little bit. That's all. We will take a break right there. Similar to that conversation, we're coming back talking about bored Americans.
All right. Not lazy.
No.
Bored.
Not lazy.
That's coming up on the
morning. Being bored.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 65, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight, lows level off around 47, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs around 65, a blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Of all the songs I can't mess up, it's this one. Definitely one of them.
He's going to come after you now. You know that.
Yeah, well, he's got nothing else to do. He's got
Burn.
This is bad. I take a shot at him. It's an unnecessary shot. That was unnecessary. Terrence Trent D'Arby playing us in there.
He's got a different name now. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, that's right.
He changed his name to something. Who knows?
I will never understand that. I mean, if it's one thing to change it because you're not proud or you didn't like the name or something, but so many of these artists do it just to try to kind of get in the headlines again.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You have your host, Vincenzo, here. Along
Quiet Night Rider.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that would hit. Oh, that would hit me in the chest. Seth and Melissa with us right now. We got a good show lined up for you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. And we were talking before about the lazy contest. Well, now we're talking about lazier Americans or bored Americans.
Okay.
There's a lot of hype when you're younger about starting an exciting career. But in reality, everyone is bored out of their minds at times.
Mm-hmm.
A new study has found that 46% of Americans are bored at work for at least 3 days in the work week.
Whoa!
That's yikes.
3 days?
And 90% of people who are bored and who have college degrees say that they did not see that coming back in school.
That's a given almost, but yes.
71% of people say that they are happy with their current role, but just 35% of people say that they enjoy their work. And 13% admit to being unsatisfied.
Mm.
The main problem seems to be jobs that become monotonous.
Yeah.
Monotonous. 71% of workers who have been in the same role for 2 years say that their job feels too routine.
Mm.
And that's a problem because most Americans want to like their job. The overwhelming percentage of Americans want to like their job.
Right, right.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I think I would really like to know. See, these surveys, I think they're fun and they make good data sometimes. But there's so many follow-up questions I have with every one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
With one like this, I want to know. I would be much more curious to see them ask this question to young people and then ask older people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that while we have a lot of people, a lot of our population, 30 and above, 25 and above, that are went to school for this or we're doing this job and then pandemic happens, lose the job. Similar, story we've heard many times. When you're young, I don't mean this in a bad way, but there is a bit of a, for lack of a better phrase, rite of passage of doing jobs you don't like necessarily, but you got to earn a paycheck.
Yep.
I mean, everybody has to pay their dues. I've run into this in radio so much, walking up to the person, I could do what you do. Okay. All right. We throw you on the air right now. What are you going to talk about?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, you have to be funny and engaging, topical. You cannot swear. You cannot talk about this, 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 and this. Go.
Yep.
Right now. The person that gets into the industry and I got my foot in the door in radio, mm-hmm. and I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that hosts shows and talks all the time and that stuff. It's not how this job works.
No, it's not.
You have to earn this where you are. I started doing production. I started mm-hmm. doing Don does, you know, here. Mm-hmm. that's how most industries are. You start from the bottom and work your way up. Very few people, even in the acting world, it's like this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where you get very few people are, and Brad Pitt is an example of a guy who kind of got a break early, but even Brad Pitt had to work for that.
Yeah.
Before his Thelma and Louise role guest spot on there,
yep.
he was working on soap operas, I believe, and things like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
And is paying your dues. Mm-hmm. I think that not only is that a good thing, mm-hmm. I think it gives you appreciation and perspective when you do get to that point.
I agree.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do think that it has to be noted, though, while we grew up with that, I don't know how much that exists anymore for younger generations. For one, I don't know how much they believe in paying their dues. And for two, I don't know if that pays off like it used to.
Yeah.
You used to be told, well, you pay your dues and this is going to happen in 5 to 10 years or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's the future anymore. I don't know if mm-hmm. that's how it works, or it's just you pay your dues. And that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Right.
That's yep. all there is.
You're stuck in the same job, right? Yeah.
I don't want to pretend to know that I am not a younger person if right. you did not already know. If you could not tell from my voice.
Well, and you, like you said, there's a lot of stuff here that we don't know. What does it mean by bored? Like, okay, what you're doing is boring. You're doing the same stuff over and over again. Or is that you get all your work done and now you've got nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
And you're just kind of sitting around waiting for the next mm-hmm. thing to come. Because that's two different kinds of boredom. Maybe you like mm-hmm. the work, but you're good at it and you get it done real quick and then you have to wait until the next thing comes down the line or whatever. So again, yeah, what you were saying before, what do they mean by this, by being bored at work? It could mean any number of things. So
well, and to James's point too, I think the work has – the view of – a person's career has kind of changed, you know,
oh,
before
yeah.
it was you get in at the ground level and you work your way up through the company and eventually you're a manager or you become a CEO or, you know, you can work your way up in 35, 40 years. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, we want a diverse background from you. We want you to have had 5, 6 different jobs before you come to us so that we know that you're capable of doing a variety of things. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's changed.
Mm-hmm. I also think that that's part of the reason why you see people breaking off and being their own boss, doing their own thing,
yep.
having their own careers. As far as you know, I keep going back to this because it's just one of those ones that is a prime example. But I'm going to start an Etsy account, you know, and I'm going to make a living off of that, or
right.
I'm going to do that, and it's going to be part of my income, and part of my income is going to be doing maybe this on the side,
or a couple other part time jobs or something like that. Yeah.
People would rather it's interesting where we've gone with housing, where people are getting a little bit tired of renting. Mm-hmm. We've been seeing this since the pandemic, and they would rather own a home than rent and just throw money down the hole.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing
because mortgage payments are more expensive than rent payments now.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah.
I mean yeah.
It's on the job front. People like, hey, come into this industry for 40, 50 years, and you'll get to retire, and here's a watch. People are more like, I'll do what I want for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, I'll figure out retirement. It isn't as if, you listen to some politicians, we're going to have Social Security. I mean, you know, there's certain things that you got to certainly be worrying about if you're 20, if you're 20, mm-hmm. if you're 19 right now. I mean, what kind of Social Security, what kind of 401k, what kind of retirement plan are you even thinking about? Or are you even thinking about it?
Cause yeah, maybe, yeah.
I don't know how much our generation was even thinking about
good
this
point.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Or thinking that it was possible, that it was even going to, for one, happen to us, or two, that it would even be available once we got to that certain age.
Right, right. You know what we need? We need like you know, in college sports now, there's the transfer portal. Okay, you can transfer to a school that you want to play sports with. We need this for jobs, so people can go online and see a different job and then swap it with the other person. Make come to an agreement. Hey, do you want to work here for? Let's switch for, you know, for like several months or something. Let's try something different. So you just swap. You know, the company doesn't lose anybody. And you get to do something different. There you go. Problem solved. You're welcome.
I think too certain types don't have the appreciation yet, so they do seem like, oh, this is a bad job, or this is a boring job or something. Then they do a job that actually is, you know, and then okay,
that's a little different.
I'd like to know how many first time like people with their first job they ask this question to, because then the first job you have, I think. When you're learning your work ethic, when you're learning, you know, how to navigate in the workforce.
Yeah, 100%.
You can find moments like that where maybe they may seem bored.
Yeah, exactly. You never know.
I have no idea what this is like. I genuinely don't.
I believe you.
I was trying to think before the article, so we're at a remote. And you're sitting there waiting to be able to talk. This is more the case like in the music days where you have longer break in between times before you talk.
Right.
Well, during that time, we were prepping, like grabbing somebody to talk to, or talking to the salesperson, or talking to the owner of the establishment we were at behind the scenes, getting ready for the interview. There's always something to do in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up like in a construction field, there was always something to do on the lot. There, whatever you were doing, there was always something to cut or measure or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I know I've been bored at a job before. I'm sure of it. I'm not saying that hasn't ever happened to me, but it's been so long since I've done a job like that. I don't want to pretend to know what it's like.
Right.
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the...
Well, and there's different industries that were, like Seth was saying, that you do have, okay, I've accomplished this task, and now I'm waiting for the phone to ring, or waiting for a customer to walk in.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
Like when you work at a front desk at a hotel. Mm-hmm. There's only so much you can do back there. I've reorganized the drawers 5 times. Nobody can find anything. I'm sorry, you guys. I got bored.
All the paper clips are in by order of size, you know, from pens and pencils.
I built sculptures out of paper clips and erasers some nights watching a front desk.
I have to make a correction. I do know what it's like to be bored of a job. when I was a night auditor.
Oh boy!
I'm so glad you brought that up, Melissa. I completely forgot about that. Especially when I was working out in Santa Barbara in California, I got my job done early, and then I'd have like 3 hours to kill. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Not many people coming in. Yeah.
Yeah. Even at a popular hotel like that in Santa Barbara that I was at, it still wasn't that busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched pretty much every single episode ever of Forensic Files. Like every episode there has ever been of Forensic Files, I watched it.
And if there is ever a indication of boredom, it is that.
Yes, yes.
Games of Solitaire.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's another good one. All the different tile arrangements of Mahjong.
He's got them all down, man. Every one of them.
Sounds like Melissa's got a bit of it down, too. Yeah.
You know, I did a lot of knitting.
Oh, there you go.
Because I could. Nice. I could knit at the front desk that I worked at overnights. And I think I have to make a correction from earlier. I said mortgages are more than rents. Rents are more than mortgages. That's why people want to buy their own house.
Yeah, that makes more sense, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. So let's talk a little foliage. We've got the fall season around the corner. Of course, we're going to be touching on this topic quite a bit as we get ready for true autumn and everything and the brightness. But wanted to get ahead of this one a little bit and kind of talk about the fall colors and how long until fall colors peak in Wisconsin.
Nice.
It is clear if you have been bopping around this state or anywhere here in the Midwest, there's already been a touch of change. Sorry, been a little bit of things popping up here and there. Well, if you were looking for places to go to find out more about the foliage and what's happening, there is a awesome fall foliage map.
Wow.
At smokymountains.com. Encourage you to check it out. It is up to date. They do a really nice job with this one, and it's got it all broken down throughout the whole country.
That's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right now, not anything really peaking or going on too much throughout the whole country. I can see that over in the West Coast, there's a little bit of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Even here in northern Wisconsin, we're getting a little bit.
A little bit up by the lake,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit, but not too much. And this, of course, gives me the opportunity to mention our great friends over at, as my computer just chooses the worst moments possible to mess with me. Go to travelwisconsin.com, everybody. I encourage you to bookmark that webpage if you haven't already. We've worked for decades with the Travel Wisconsin people, mm-hmm. On and off over the years. Really do appreciate our friends over there. We got to have them join us. It's been too long.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And if you go there, you go to travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport. They've got all of our counties and our areas broken down. And I look the... It really is.
That's really neat.
It is one of my favorite things every year. I look forward to doing this, mm-hmm. Checking this out. The Wisconsin Rapids area is at about 5%.
Okay.
Estimated week of peak, third week of October.
Nice. Oh, perfect. Mm.
Does also mean, though, that we might not get too long of those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Come off pretty quick, yeah.
When they do show up, get your pictures in then, get your time in then.
Enjoy
outside.
Enjoy them quick.
Yeah.
A good time of year for a drive, too. Before the snow flies, you get to check out some brilliant colors. It's awesome.
Brother, I am going up to Point to see to record some more podcasts with my daughter, with Bria. More on that later. And in our entertainment section. And I part of the reason I want to see her, want to hang out with her. I love that trip.
It's a lovely drive.
The drive from Rapids to Point and back, both ways, especially, I was talking with Terry about this last week, especially take the back way here, going over the viaduct over on our side of town here. Oh, man, there's nothing like it. It never, nature never repeats. It is always must-see television with nature. It is always a brand new episode for you.
Yeah. It's a good way of putting it.
I wanted to touch on this, too, because our friends over at WIRI are naming their chicken.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah. We encourage you to get excited. This fantastic contest. Go to WizCountry.com right now. WizCountry.com. You can not only stream us 24/7, our sister station, WizCountry, over there, but you can also get in on this name in our chicken contest. Think of a name, submit the name, come back to vote on your name when we open it up on October 9th through the 29th. And we're looking forward to this.
Yes.
And get naming, everybody. Get clucking on this one. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Let's do it. And we know there's a lot of names out there.
Yeah.
We've heard some of them already.
Go to WizCountry.com. Again, WizCountry.com/chicken to find that and get in on this naming. We'll be back with more Kids